Welcome back to the Learn English Podcast, the podcast teaching English in context so you can learn naturally. If you have watched previous podcast episodes or listened to previous podcast episodes, you know that I am a big proponent of input. Input is exposure to the language that you are trying to learn, reading and listening as much as possible to try to improve your language abilities. I think that input is crucial when you are trying to learn English and when you're trying to get better listening comprehension skills and get better with your fluency when speaking. Because of that, I think it's important that people who are learning English or any language try to get as much input as they possibly can. It's summertime here in the Northern Hemisphere, in the United States where I am located. And because of that, it's the time of the year where people go traveling. Typically in the months of June, July, and August, people have some summertime off, they have some vacation time, and they go and travel to places, go explore places that they don't go usually during the rest of the year. Because of that, on today's episode, I want to give you five films that are based around travel and that you can use to help improve your English abilities. So follow along with us, learn what these five films are, and let's begin. Before we get started, I just want to remind you to look in the description of this podcast episode. You will find a list of vocab words and phrases that I use during the episode, so you can incorporate these words into your vocabulary learning system and start using them in conversation yourself. Now, let's begin with our five travel-based films. The first film on our list is from 2007, and it is called Into the Wild. Into the Wild is a movie that stars actor Emile Hirsch and was directed by another actor named Sean Penn. Now, the film itself is a biopic. Biopic means that it is a movie and also a biography, a story about a real person, and it's supposed to be a retelling of true events. The film is based on a book that was written about the life of Christopher McCandless, and he was a real person. He was someone who was from a well-to-do family, as we would say here in the United States. His family was well off. Now, what those phrases mean, well-to-do or well off, means that his family had money. His family was not poor. They had a decent amount of money, and he had a nice childhood and nice upbringing because his parents were able to provide well for him. Because of that, because of the wealth that his family had, he was able to go to Emory University, which is a very expensive private university here in the United States. And his parents had certain expectations for him. They had a certain social status. They expected him to do certain things with his life. And in real life, Christopher did not want to do those things. He actually started rejecting materialism, which is buying things and consuming things, material objects. He wanted to travel. He wanted to live as simply as possibly and try to get back to nature. He ended up hitchhiking across the United States and ended up in Alaska. Now, hitchhiking, if you haven't heard that term, it means that you're getting free rides from people. Someone drives on the side of the road and picks you up, and then you go with them in their car for whatever distance. So he did that. He ended up in Alaska, which is right in between Canada and Russia. If you look at it on a map, it's not actually connected with the rest of the United States. It's right next to Canada. And Alaska is known for being this beautiful state. It has really, really gorgeous scenery, gorgeous landscape. And during the summer times, it's one of the states that gets a lot of tourists because of this beautiful landscape. A lot of Alaska does not have people in it. A lot of Alaska is rural, as we would say, which means there aren't people settling there. There aren't cities. It's a lot of natural beauty. It has a lot of animals. It has bears. It has moose. It has all of these species of animals living in nature. And if you want to go to Alaska and if you want to get away from people, you definitely can. There are parts of Alaska that you can go to where you won't see another human being for days. Because of that, Christopher wanted to go experience this, and that's where the title of the movie comes from, because he's going into the wilderness of Alaska, into the wild parts of Alaska, to try to be with nature and to try to live this nomadic, simple lifestyle. One of the features of the movie is exploring this concept of rejecting materialism, being a social outcast, trying to reconnect with nature and what that all means. Also, define society's expectations for you and doing what you want to do with your life. And of course, this is all set against the beautiful scenery of Alaska, how it looks so gorgeous during the summertime. Now, one thing about Alaska is even though it looks really beautiful during the summer, it's very dangerous in the winter. It's very brutal, as we would say. What that means is that there's a lot of storms. It's very difficult to survive there if you do not have the proper methods, if you don't have a good enough shelter, if you don't have food saved up. Because it is a rural state, there's a lot of places that don't have access to services like grocery stores and healthcare. And that's what really is also a part of the movie, that it is difficult to survive in Alaska, is difficult to get by if you don't have the proper tools, if you don't know what you're doing, and if you don't have a support system that can help you. If you do watch Into the Wild, one thing I want to tell you is that there is a bus in the movie that is iconic, which means it's very recognizable from the movie. And it was a real bus. It was a bus that was in Alaska. The bus itself, you can't go visit now. In 2020, the bus was removed because a lot of people who watched the film wanted to go on their own adventure and go see this bus, and they got themselves into trouble. They would get stuck, they would need to be rescued, and because that became a headache for local authorities, the bus was actually removed. So you can't go see it in person, but you can see it in the film if you decide to watch it. The film has gotten a cult following. If you have watched my previous film recommendation list, you've heard this term before. What a cult following is, it's a film that maybe wasn't so popular when it first came out, but now has a very loyal fan base, people who really love the film and are passionate about the film now. So the film is one of those films. It's one of the films that has gained a cult following. People really love the film. They love the adventure aspect of it, the self-discovery concept that's explored in the movie, and also, of course, the beautiful landscape of Alaska. If you're interested in watching this film or any of the other films on our list, I will leave a link to two sites. One is called Just Watch, and the other is WatchAny.stream. You can use these sites to look up any film and see if they are on a streaming platform in your country, or if not, what countries do have them streaming. So if you have a VPN, you can check those out and watch them. Our next film is from a year later. It is from 2008, and it is called In Bruges. Now, In Bruges is very different from the first film on our list. Into the Wild is an adventure film. In Bruges is a dark comedy. If you haven't heard this term before, what this means is that it is a comedy, but it makes fun of traditionally topics that you would not make jokes about, things that are sad or maybe a little bit dangerous or scary. Those kind of topics, you make fun of them, you joke about them, and that is called dark humor or dark comedy. The film also has a different style of English than the first film on our list. This has more UK-based English, Great British-based English. Because I've noticed on my previous list, I've really only suggested American English films, and I wanted to kind of mix it up a little. I wanted to change it up, give you a different type of English in case you are trying to learn more British-based or Irish-based English. The story is about two hitmen. The hitmen are played by Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson, and their boss is played by Ralph Fiennes. Now, if you don't recognize their names, you might be able to recognize their faces. All of them are pretty famous actors. They've been acting for decades, and they're also all in the Harry Potter film series at some point, so you might be able to recognize them. The plot of the film centers around the two hitmen messing up a job. They have a particular job they're supposed to do, and they don't get it done. Their boss tells them to go to Bruges, Belgium, to kind of let everything cool down or blow over, as we would say. Cool down or blow over, what that means is that the police stop investigating, people stop thinking about the incident, and everyone kind of forgets about the situation. So, if you're going somewhere to let things cool down or blow over, that means you're just waiting for the attention to go down so that you can come back and be a little bit safer. The comedy of the situation comes from the fact that Bruges, Belgium is a beautiful city. It's a very touristic city. People love going there because it's a charming medieval town. It has a very beautiful, picturesque look to it. And you have these two hitmen there who obviously are not very pleasant. They don't have a very nice job, but they're in this very beautiful medieval town. The film explores the concepts of morality, remorse, guilt, redemption, and the consequences of one's actions. The characters have very funny interactions with each other. They have a lot of humor, but the story itself explores these more emotionally difficult topics. It also has very funny conversations between the characters, so you do get that humor aspect. You get the fairy tale setting of Bruges and the moral dilemma that these hitmen face at the end of the film. If you are interested in dark humor, if you're interested in this fairy tale city of Bruges, I would recommend watching it. Also, if you are interested in UK-based English, if you want to hear a different accent besides the American accent that I have, I would definitely recommend checking this film out. Our third film on our list is from 2010, and I would say it is the ultimate travel movie. It epitomizes the transformational aspect of travel. If you haven't heard that word before, epitomize, what that means is that it's the ultimate example. It's the perfect example, the best example that you can give to show off some quality. This film shows off how travel can change someone's life, how it can change someone's outlook on life, and how it can be this amazing experience. The film is called Eat, Pray, Love, and it stars Julia Roberts. The film is based on a memoir written by author Elizabeth Gilbert, and the story starts off with Julia Roberts' character feeling stuck. She is married, but it's an unhappy marriage, and she ends up getting divorced. She wants to change her life. She wants to get a new outlook on life and feel inspired again. And she decides to set off on a years-long journey through multiple countries. She goes to Italy, India, and Bali. And the title of the film comes from the things that she experiences. She goes and enjoys local food, so she eats. She decides to try to find spirituality in her life. She tries to deepen her connection to the spiritual realm by meditating and having self-reflection, and that is the pray part of the title. And she also tries to find love in her life, which is the love part of the title. Eat, pray, love. Of course, along the way, she meets people who impact her life, who change the outlook of her life, and she learns lessons about forgiveness, gratitude, and being true to oneself. The film was popular when it came out. It's one of those films that is very inspirational. It's a very happy story at the end. She learns a lot about herself. She is able to explore all of these amazing places in the world and grows in her own personal journey. Because of that, it has that uplifting tone to it, that inspiring tone to it, as we would say. So it's definitely a feel-good movie, a movie that makes you feel happy, feel good when you're watching it. So if you're interested in that, this could be a great option for you. And of course, it can give you a lot of travel inspiration because you get to see these different countries that she travels to and the experiences that she's able to have in them. The fourth film on our list is also from 2010 and stars the actual father-son acting duo of Martin Sheen and Emilio Estevez. It is called The Way. Martin Sheen is the father of Emilio Estevez and also the father of actor Charlie Sheen. You might recognize those names. Emilio Estevez is the director of the film and he also stars briefly in the film. He plays the son of Martin Sheen's character, and he goes on the Camino de Santiago. If you haven't heard about the Camino de Santiago, what it is it's a series of routes, but the most popular route, the most popular way of doing this, starts in the Basque country of France and travels through the north of Spain, ending in the northwest city of Santiago de Compostela. Now, what makes this place important, I guess you could say, is that it is thought to be the place where Saint James is buried. In the Catholic faith, that means that it became a pilgrimage route. People would walk the Camino de Santiago, the path of Saint James. They carry shells on their backpack. They get a passport stamped. Not really a real government passport, but kind of just a list of places that are along the route to show that they actually walk the full route. And it's considered to be a type of spiritual pilgrimage. It doesn't always have to be people who are Catholic. People who are not Catholic also do the Santiago de Compostela. It's a beautiful landscape and a very popular walking route that has good services. It has hostels and hotels along the way because so many people do this. Now, in the film, Emilio Estevez's character is on the Camino de Santiago, but he actually tragically dies while he's walking. His father, who's played by Martin Sheen, is devastated by this. He decides that in order to honor his son, he's going to go and walk the Camino himself. While walking, he undergoes this transformational process. He begins to find healing and is able to better deal with the death of his son. The film explores this connection between spirituality, grief, and the transformational power of a pilgrimage. The film is popular because it has this heartfelt storyline, this very emotionally deep storyline, but also has the beautiful backdrop of the Camino. I know people who have been inspired by the film to go walk the Camino. I know someone who actually went and did that a couple summers ago after watching this film. So if you're interested in seeing what the Camino is like, if you're interested in this heartfelt storyline, I would definitely recommend watching this film. The last film on our list is from 2013, and it is my personal favorite. It is my favorite travel-inspired film, and it is called The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. Now, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty originally was a short story by American author James Thurber. He was a humorist. He wrote a lot of short stories, and his short story is the inspiration for this film. The film is directed by and stars Ben Stiller as the character Walter Mitty. Walter Mitty is someone who has kind of a boring life. He is not really important. He doesn't really have anything exciting going on in his life. And because of that, he daydreams a lot. Daydream means that you're awake, but your mind is wandering. Your mind is thinking about something else, not really focusing on what you're doing. And you see this in the film. You actually see his daydreams. In his daydreams, he's this secret agent and super important and very cool and funny and everything that he wants to be. But in real life, he's not. So you see these daydreams where he does these really cool, exciting things, and then he goes back to his everyday life where it's just kind of boring. In the film, Walter Mitty works for Life magazine. Life magazine was another magazine in the United States. It actually was a real magazine, and it was very popular, especially in the 1940s, 50s, 60s. Of course, like most magazines nowadays, it doesn't actually have an edition in print. It has a website, but it's not a very important publication now. However, it was famous for having these wonderful photos back in the day, back when it actually was a functioning magazine. It was known for its photography, for capturing these really important moments and these really cool pictures and these cool scenes. In the film, Life magazine is closing. They're getting rid of their print edition, which, of course, in real life actually did happen. And the film centers around one lost film frame, one lost negative that Walter needs to find because it has to be the cover of the last edition of Life magazine. Walter can't find this negative. He needs to find the photographer who took this picture. And when he's doing that, he goes on this crazy journey. He ends up going to Iceland to try to find the photographer. The photographer is played by Sean Penn, who's making his second appearance on this list. And he plays this very rugged, aloof character. Aloof means that it's hard to get to know him. No one is very close with him. He's not very friendly. He just kind of keeps to himself. So, because he's so hard to find, Walter has to travel to go find him. That brings him to Iceland. It brings him to a bar in Iceland. He gets on a helicopter with a drunk pilot, and he has all these crazy adventures that he had been dreaming about before, but he's actually able to experience in real life. The movie is pretty sweet. It has this lovely aspect to it. You might recognize some of the background characters in the film. Kristen Wiig is in it. Adam Scott is in it. Both of them are famous for being in other films, but also in some movies. You might recognize them when you see them. And it has this uplifting quality to it. It has this really sweetness to it. And of course, has the beautiful landscape of Iceland. I can't wait to go to Iceland one day to be able to see some of these backdrops because they are really stunning. And it's just this really sweet film. And it shows how travel can have this transformational quality, how it can change your outlook on life, your belief in yourself, and inspire you to live your life to the fullest. I hope you enjoyed our list. I hope there is something on there that you found interesting. I tried to include different types of films, different backgrounds, different settings for the films, and different tones and styles so that you would be able to find something that you would be interested in watching. Hopefully, you'll be able to watch one of them or hopefully more of them so you can help improve your English, improve your listening comprehension, and have a great movie to watch. If you are enjoying this podcast, if it is helping you learn English, please consider leaving us a rating on whatever app you are using to listen to this podcast on. You can recommend us to a friend or a family member, someone who's learning English so they can increase their English abilities as well, and we can help grow the podcast. A reminder to check out the description for the list of vocabulary words so you can incorporate them into your vocabulary learning system. And remember to like and subscribe so you don't miss our next episode when it comes out next week. Until then, keep learning English.